The Volume.
Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
Hennessy is excited to celebrate the intersection of basketball with art, music, and fashion. Each of these elements of culture represent ways that fans, players, supporters pay homage to the game, both on and off the court.
Hennessy and Mitchell and us have come together for the ultimate drop, a limited edition collection to mark their shared love for basketball culture and to celebrate Hennessy's continued partnership with the league.
The exclusive collection will have a limited drop available for both in retail and online and will be featured on the Hennessy Arena Tour, making stops in
San Francisco, Saturday, March 9th, Dallas, Sunday, March 17th,
Atlanta, Saturday, March 30th.
Come see Club 520 Podcast taped live in each city.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only.
Please drink responsibly.
When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste. Or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly. All right, we back. Another episode of Club 520 Podcast. I'm the host. My name is DJ Wells. Same gang with me. To my left, my dog, Bishop B. Hen. Out Pearlies, how you up?
Cool and nasty, man. Shout out to my people over at STB Worldwide for the hoodie. You know, me and the gang, I appreciate y'all for shit show.
For sure. Who is your supply on Black Forces? They said they know you can't just be walking to JD Sports every week.
I do. And what's my spot? Hang Time. They get me right every time. Shout out to my nigga Joe.
Damn, that's love. To my right, my dog, Young Nacho, Young Teague. How you what, man?
I'm chilling, man. Still in my seven waves. Which one is these, Mike?
Fuck you.
I don't even know which one of these is. Mike. Mike told me. Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, Mike told me where these was by the door. For sure, for sure. Damn. All my sevens is by the door right now.
I fuck with them.
Are them the hair sevens?
I don't know.
You're the rabbit.
Yeah, that's what I thought they said. They might be your rabbits.
Oh, okay.
You're the rabbit.
You know.
I knew what you was trying to do, though.
He ain't with a correction because he was... They try to reverse the flex on you.
I mean, them are colder than it.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to wear the other ones tomorrow. I'm going to wear the other ones next time.
They look so similar, bro.
They do.
They do.
When I was making my selection by the dough, I said, damn, these are a little more exclusive.
Oh, Mike ain't got these. Facts.
Yeah.
I had them.
So the hairs are the Foot Locker sevens.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to have to quit calling disrespecting Galactus and calling them Foot Locker Jordans. We're not going to do that no more.
That's where you can go buy them.
Like, nah, you can't, bro.
You ain't getting these at Foot Locker.
You can't be disrespecting Classics, man.
The hair sevens are
full.
We got them full.
We did get them at Foot Locker.
I'm talking about now.
No, we got them at Foot Locker.
I'm saying you can't get them now if you want to.
Get these at Foot
Locker. No, not now.
Okay, respect. So they came out, though.
Yeah.
They definitely came out. They definitely came out.
You know what I'm saying? It's all right, bro. Ain't no diss, bro.
Nah, nah, no diss. Like, niggas in the comments was like, nah, you never gonna disrespect the cement fours like that.
But that's where niggas cop their shoes, bro. I'm sorry.
They ain't the Mexican Jordans now.
Nah,
those are the real Foot Locker Jordans.
Nah, for sure. The Mexican Jordans is like True Carnival.
Oh, the Jordan Flight 45 high and low was like the biggest selling shoe in Foot Locker history. They did numbers. And they were, it's not like those shoes were cheap. They were 145.
Nah, they still high, bro. And I like, you know,
the
like
fuck
I
is
said.
A Flight 45s?
Something you would never wear.
Yeah. You talking about the high with the strap?
Yeah.
Oh, them was one of the weakest pair of Jordans. Yeah.
But the
I told y'all, the Hispanics, they started the sneaker gala, bro. That's how they dress up every Easter, bro. Them little girls have on their nice dresses, bro.
No, they don't, bro.
La Haciendas, bro.
No, they don't, bro.
Or they dress shoes with a big back with the one strap over the front.
No, they don't, the bro. Big back dress shoes?
Yeah, with the big heel, the fat heel, but it's little.
He lying, bro. I be at these things. No, they don't.
You don't pay attention, bro. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. That's what they be playing.
We can move on, though, man. Shout out to the Latino community, bro. I just wanted to get y'all, you know, y'all love. Y'all just do.
For sure. Hey, shout out to the truck drivers who listen to this podcast.
Y'all for sure.
Also, the teachers who listen to this podcast. Shout out to y'all, but don't play this for y'all kids.
Man, them kids is tapped in, man. Bobby sent me a video of a motherfucker walking around Pike with these on. Wow. Y'all go to class, bro. Well, he do something to you.
Look what you inspired. Y'all gonna say, yeah, he embarrassed. Stop recording. Look at your inspiration. Hey man, Sharice said, what you gonna do, man? You from that, but you got you what's up, man? Pacers Bucks, you gotta pick a side.
Come on, I already picked.
Dang. You gonna stand on that, man?
None of the Pacers want to give us an interview, so let's go, bro.
I fuck with that.
Yeah.
The shit show.
I really feel that.
Yeah.
Dang. Pacers in six though.
Yeah. Nah, they ain't fuck what? With us, so I fuck with
Pacers. Pacers in six. With or without Giannis.
Man, they ain't about to tear out.
This nigga crazy.
With or without him. You know why? We'll beat their ass without him.
Make sure this is clip, Mike. Whatever timestamp, make sure this is clip.
Yeah, save it.
At the end of this series.
Yes, sir.
Run this.
Pacers in six.
We gotta start doing that, bro, because this nigga be off his charge, bro.
I've been nothing but right so far this year with the Pacers. It's
Damon.
No, you have not been writing with the Pacers, bro.
To my
you
story?
Was gassing them? And then you done fired niggas, you done hated on niggas, you didn't know what you was going to do with them. Now they Pacers in six.
The people who we didn't need, we got the fuck rid of them, all right?
Dame in five? Yeah, Pacers don't win one game.
Oh, he's disrespectful.
They probably win like game three on a high. They back home, crowd be crazy. The crowd be crazy, they win game three.
So Gainsbridge going to geek us up for one game?
Yeah, the first home game, they're going to be crazy. Mm. And then game four, man, reality will kick back in. Dum, 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 dum.
They sad, dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, Pacers in six.
Dun, dun. You got to explain why you feel that way. Break it down.
I just told you, we whooped their ass in the regular season, and we'll do it again. There's nothing changed. They still have Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I thought that when we beat the Cavs all regular season. And then, dum.
What was y'all regular season record with them? Like 3-1 or did y'all split it?
Nah, we was 4-0 against them in the regular season.
Oh, y'all swept them.
Yeah, and then we played them and they swept us.
Damn.
Well, luckily LeBron James can walk through that fucking door, so I'm cool.
Nah, Dame is.
We're gonna see. Dame cold.
Like, in the playoffs, Dame is like the Jumbotron version with Drake. And Tyrese gonna be the one with Yachty.
You got us fucked up.
They both good.
You got us fucked up. They do dress up like them.
Don't ever disrespect Yachty like that.
No, don't ever disrespect Tyrese like that.
Yachty way worse like the hell it be.
both is. Well, yeah, for sure. But they both be out of pocket.
They both good. Both talented. Both do what they do. But
you're not about to call Tyrese Halliburton Lil Yachty's a point guard. So this podcast out of pocket
compared to Dame. Yeah. In the playoffs?
Now, we can respect Dame, but we don't got to call him Lil Yachty or point guards.
I'm saying the playoffs.
But yeah, it's his first time in the playoffs, so we got to
see. Yeah, he Lil Yachty. Like, Lil Yachty made a hit. You good. But Drake made it sound better. That's all it was. Like, you Yachty
so
right now.
You think Tyrese Halliburton is better than Dame Lillard?
No, I didn't say that.
That's what he said. You a star.
Because it's a one-on-one matchup now. Giannis gone.
Mm. I'm rolling with Tyrese. Because I've seen it happen. We'll revisit this. But I'm geeked for the playoffs, though. The playoffs about to be fire. It's a lot, gonna be a lot of good basketball play. Obviously, last episode, shit changed. Yeah. But everything solidified now. Some of the matchups we've seen. You still riding with your OKC? I mean, your Suns over Timberwolves take?
Yeah, if they healthy, yeah. Well, that's the only reason. Like,
they got a week, so.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm going to take the Suns, though.
I think the Lakers, if they make the AFC, are going to beat OKC.
I think that's a very tough matchup for OKC and not a fair one because they're not a real AFC.
Yeah. And I think Bron and them trying to lose on purpose to get the AFC.
You think they'll tank Tuesday?
I don't think they want to play the Nuggets. But if they tank, they fuck around and have to play who?
Between Golden State and the Kings.
And I feel like they might lose to one of them.
They would definitely lose to the Warriors. Because Steph would do some superhuman shit and get them the fuck out of here. I think they could probably handle the Kings. But that would be hilarious if they tanked on purpose and then lost. That would be funny as shit.
I can see them doing that. I don't think they want to play the Nuggets.
Lakers not losing to neither one of them niggas. Y'all wilding.
Lakers are definitely losing Nuggets, but I think they
I'm
can
talking about to the Warriors or Kings. They're not losing to neither one.
I ain't going to count out Steph against LeBron.
I don't count out Steph either.
I ain't going to count out Steph against LeBron.
Team ain't the same, bro.
I agree, but still, I've seen Steph when them games get iffy. That nigga come through, bro. I wouldn't say it would be easy. When out of Kings, I think they can handle that. But the Kings be beating them niggas too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They be having rough times against them two teams, so I don't know. It'd be interesting.
I mean, shit. I think LeBron AD can get one game, but that would be crazy if they did, if they beat OKC. But I think that's the one thing they probably could get in that situation for sure. That 4-5 still, we talked about it last time, but that Mavs Clippers shit is going to be crazy.
Yeah, that's going to be an epic.
That's going to be a fire. That's one of my, I think, one be one of my favorite like first round series.
For sure.
Because in the East, it ain't too many that you care about.
Clippers in 5.
Clippers in 5?
Yeah, y'all just going to be watching it to watch our favorite players play, but.
Yeah.
Clippers in five. I mean, Luka didn't beat him a couple of times, huh?
Shout out to LD.
But
I don't think really
calling Luka LD is crazy.
I was about to say, bro, you can't say that. Like
Luka Doncic.
No, but I'm saying like LD back in the days to me, something else. Like, bro, you LD.
I don't know that one.
LD Williams.
Yeah, you LD, bro. Yeah, you say that.
Nah, bro, that wasn't.
Especially people ever got called that.
So, yeah, that was at Pike, bro. That was at your township school.
What was you calling them?
We respected people, bro.
Oh, no, y'all didn't.
Yeah. He was just slow. We didn't really do the L. We didn't give y'all. See, y'all gave slow people nicknames. Y'all out of pocket for that. Because that has a real meaning behind that, bro.
Respect to the community.
So that's crazy. Shout out to Luca, man. The real LD. I don't know what these niggas is talking about.
I don't even know.
I'm walking up to Luca and saying, "What's up, LD? It's crazy."
I ain't gonna say nothing else, man. I'm just gonna get off of that because Mike might get nervous, man. Anytime we start talking
might
about.
Might actually get to finish.
Yeah. Anytime we start talking about something that's a little off topic.
And nigga, Spider Sense get tingling. Dun, monetization, dun, dun, dun.
Spider Sense is tingling. It's crazy.
Somebody get a picture of his sock shoe game today. Oh, why you keep putting your leg up like that, bro?
Y'all just paying
attention. Sierra, you got a lot of explaining to do. Why is your nigga this flexible?
Hey, yo.
Right.
Transparency moment. So, I did gymnastics to the third grade, right?
Oh, Mike, right. Enough.
So, you the real Shanti.
Nah, for sure. For sure.
Okay,
Richard Simmons.
Said Mike was the top of
That nigga could have wrestled or anything.
I did that too.
He was in gymnastics. So, you did gymnastics and wrestling.
With tights.
And karate.
And karate. Oh, yeah.
And Brazilian
Jiu-Jitsu. That was a lot of groping.
I'm going to start calling you Twinkle Toe.
That was a lot of groping. I told y'all about that wrestling shit.
Grappling.
This nigga used to.
Groping. I know. I'm going to say groping. I know what he was
grappling
trying to say.
And groping. Totally
groping is like.
No, I think he meant groping.
Yeah, I hope he didn't mean groping. I think he meant grappling.
Especially when you're learning how to wrestle, they got to teach you the techniques. So sometimes you're doing it all wrong.
That's a sick
ass. I'm sure he didn't go in as a fucking veteran. I'm sure he didn't go as a veteran. It's like, no, Mike, not like this. Get off his ass like that. Let your wrist relax. Why are you picking him up between his legs like that, trying to slam me? Mike, chill.
That ain't BBL Drake.
Hey,
that nigga said I used You probably play volleyball too, ain't it?
No, I never played volleyball.
All right. Respects to the volleyball community.
Yeah, it's your daddy.
BBL Drake was the funniest thing this weekend, bro.
Oh, by far. Rick Ross.
I fucking love this.
Rick Ross out of pocket, though, bro. His diss track was cool, too, though.
Anytime you can go against 50 and still be surviving, you already know this. You built for this.
Yeah, his baby mama lit, too. That Tia Kemp, she off the chain. So he be having to deal with her, and then these niggas taking jabs at him.
Man, they made the DVD.
I told y'all niggas a long time ago about them abs, though. I told y'all niggas was purchasing them. LL, he said LL name, too.
Who did?
Rick Ross.
Shout out to LL, man.
Wait, why LL get on catch
the straight from this? LL get on nigga ass pause, man. I barely, that nigga long. He done beat Jamie Foxx up already. He's really LL long. Playing.
He didn't say LL.
Beat the sleeves off.
Man, he done beat up Jamie.
I forgot.
That really LL long. I ain't want no smoke.
Niggas getting their bodies done. Ross said it cost 40.
Who you think got their body done?
Shit.
Done.
The fact that you got
he said Drake, you got the nose job and the ass. That's crazy.
Your favorite Indianapolis concert performer?
Who?
No, he didn't, bro.
Moneybag definitely got the abs. Definitely got
Moneybag work for that, bro.
Bandman,
Bandman Kevo is ridiculous.
He said it though.
I respect that though.
The fact that you're gonna have to start asking niggas that question is crazy.
Who had the worst weekend though?
Damn. J. Cole.
Khaled.
He ain't gonna never get an album ever again.
He's done for Khaled.
Good.
I'm not gonna say good, man. Get well soon, King.
He's definitely, he's high on the get well soon.
Like, get well soon, man. Who you think? Just beat the allegations.
Justin Bieber had a bad weekend.
Justin Bieber.
What JB do?
Justin Bieber sung Nigga and nobody cared about it. Forever wins.
Oh, y'all didn't see it? Didn't see Jaden Smith and Justin Bieber hook.
You didn't see Jaden Smith.
That was the
that's what they was talking about. What Jaden gave him a kiss.
Nah, Jaden came and said, "Let me see them hips move like a snake, ma."
That's crazy.
I got behind it.
Got behind it. Yeah, nigga, it looked like when we used to get twerked on in high school.
Yeah.
When Back That Ass came on. Yeah.
Damn, we got behind him. Damn, my motherfucking chicken
then,
right
you know
here.
What Justin did? Hit him with a kiss.
Wait, excuse me?
Yeah, he grabbed the hips. He turned around, kissed him.
Kissed him in his mouth?
Nah, on the cheek. It's close enough.
Justin Bieber. Oh, man.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's a head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
We about to eat that?
Man, I thought about it. It's just pie.
Shout out to the KFC.
No, this is the Eagle.
Oh, my fault. Yeah. I thought that was the real bucket.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Hell nah. Hey. All right, hold on. What's the nigga name that we went to hoop with?
Keith Lee.
All right, Keith Lee. Tell me what the chicken tastes like.
It's a little softy tonight.
The nigga's smacking.
What'd you rank the Eagle right now, Keith Lee?
Hold on. 6.5. 6.5. Oh, but I didn't put the dressing on it.
You gotta dress it up.
I didn't dress it up.
We have perpetuated every stereotype possible in this episode.
Yeah, so we just talked about DJ Khaled that he eats a piece of chicken.
Right. We got Hennessy glasses and nigga eating chicken.
How to get the honey pack Jeff gave me.
Bro, why do you have a honey pack? Why do you have... Hold on. Yo, this is not playing, bro. Nigga, why do you have a...
Damn, Mike, give me some scissors so I can open them.
Hey, why does nigga got a honey pack, bro? Bro, it's fucking 2 o'clock, bro. I feel sorry for you, Shuddy.
So, listen, y'all. Listen, I know we pie, but this is for YouTube. So the honey pack, shout out to MPJ. MPJ didn't have my number. Jeff is one of his basketball, you know, y'all, they're a fraternity, a frat, the real AKAs. They gave me this honey pack. Shout out to the gang. You feel me? Jeff said it worked within, you know, a couple hours.
And nigga, I've never... Bruh, don't eat that with chicken, bro. Your heart might... You just said it's salty.
Hey, can we switch chairs and run this podcast?
Wait a second. Wait a fucking second.
Bro, your heart might stop or something, bro. Don't do that, bro. Bro, what?
Freaky hand.
I'm so confused.
We got Freaky Mike and Freaky Head.
Not in the same room with that shit.
Nah,
bro.
I'm tearing my bitch up, bro.
I'm moving seats.
I'm tearing my bitch up.
I ain't sitting in the middle.
Hey, man.
What Jason say? Turn me up. Turn me down.
Hey, man. The honey pack on the chicken is nuts, bro.
That's the craziest condiment I have ever seen in my life.
Man. I don't want to fuck up the bar, bro. What's good?
What's I don't know where we're at. I don't know what you want. Where was we at? Shout out to Khaled. I don't know who he's talking about.
That's the BBL chicken.
Yeah.
It's all about
the real process. Real process.
No MB.
Well,
oh shit.
When they said that biscuit was dry, boy. They ain't mean put that honey on there.
Different, bro. They ain't never dry. Slippery slopes. You're in Kings Island Water Park.
Y'all niggas is crazy.
Hit the wave button.
And Zion Williams to the podcast officially.
You definitely Zion.
Zion. I forgot this shit was right here, but I was hungry in a bitch.
Hell no.
We pie.
I'm going to tell you right now, if we don't have an Eagle sponsorship after that, y'all drop the ball.
Hey, we're not. Like, it was like, why did he put that sexual ass?
They send honey with the chicken.
But he got his own.
That's the real hot honey.
God, the steamy honey, goddamn.
Boy, we was talking about Ross, lemon pepper wings. We got honey wings.
Nah, you can't get that at Wingstop.
No, sir. No, sir.
Louise!
Chop it up.
With care.
Nah, let's buy it, baby. My fault.
Hell no, nah, man.
We was talking. I don't know where we left off before the chicken.
DJ Khaled, bro.
The chicken and Viagra came up.
Who had the like worst weekend? DJ Khaled or Cole?
Well,
I think Cole just because it's about Cole.
Well, people giving Cole more grace because they said, oh, they see that this is what niggas is on. He ain't want no smoke. He said, damn, niggas thought they was going to start talking about white moms. He bowed out of it. Because Drake texted his mom, quote unquote, was hilarious.
That shit was funny.
Funny as shit.
What he said that nigga doing proms. I said, Ma, it's a guy who's doing proms.
Hey, you know what's fucked up? Jeff Williams was just like, boy, if he would have seen Rick Ross crowd at All-Star, he'd have had some ammunition. Ooh. Like, damn.
It was vicious?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was light.
It was tough. It's a tough weekend for the city. Crowd. Snow fucked it all up.
Oh, wow.
But like you said, Rick Ross went against 50. And when 50 was wilding out, putting her on cam, taking his kids shopping, this is light.
This is nothing. But I did see him talk shit to Birdman, though. Birdman said he was siding with Drake. And he was like, shit, do it for Miss Gladys, boy.
Damn.
Said, damn. Said, invite me to the pussy party.
Wow.
Said, hey, listen, bro. Y'all heard that song, man. He made it very clear, bro. I was become rivals. He been dissing Birdman ever since, bro.
For sure.
And I don't think he's ever said nothing else about it. So it must be some type of whatever to that.
Yeah.
So basically, he didn't kill Rick Ross. Rick Ross is still, he's still swimming.
Yeah, for sure. Bro,
no. Pause.
But yeah, he's still alive.
Got hit with a pause saying a nigga still swimming. It's crazy.
I don't know.
Oh, man, I got so many times.
I said wood on some other podcast and people been...
He said, I love wood. I was like, is that one of your homeboys or something, bro? Because I'm like, why would you just say that? It's random.
Nigga, you didn't even know what I said. I just told you.
I'm just saying.
Nigga, I never said I love no fucking wood. Yeah.
Nah, but you said somebody said it on the last pod.
Yeah,
bro.
I don't know what they was talking about. Fuck that shit.
No. Yeah. But hey, I like the fact that niggas rapping. It's crazy. We thought that the Drake shit was fake when we first heard it.
Yeah.
Although it was just unfinished, but that's crazy that we really thought that shit was fake.
AI is crazy, man. They saying some other shit came out, but I feel like it's AI. I feel like...
Yeah, this shit that supposedly came out today.
Yeah.
But just the process of just watching people making this shit, I'm like, damn, that's crazy that you could really make somebody else a song for them.
Niggas is going to DJ Academics to see if shit valid or not. That's crazy.
Look, shout out to Act.
Your man.
That's my man. Shout out to that.
Niggas hate Academics, but niggas can't do what he does. And everybody who's just like, get him out of the paint, it's too late.
Yeah, he's
a part of it. As much as everybody doesn't want it or don't want to acknowledge it, he is a part of it.
Fuck with it because he do be breaking this shit down. He is messy, but he breaks this shit down.
Hella messy. But I mean,
he breaks this shit down.
When he's personal, got information. So if you got information, how you going to be upset about it?
And he got those industry relationships now, so.
Watching Mike trying to write something on a board upside down is funny as shit.
I know what he's trying to say.
What's he trying to say?
Talking about Cassonette, talking about with the hoes and shit. Y'all see that? With the girl said he paid her $5,000 a crack.
Hey, he went through the law and order on her ass and broke it all down. Said it is cap. He said, I paid, but I didn't pay that.
He said he bought that bitch domain. That's crazy, bro. That's a different type of plug right there.
How you feel about that, though? How y'all feel? Like, do you think he did too much, or you think he was like, nah?
When you rich like that, I just think you just take that one on the chin, because it ain't going to stop you from getting no coochie, bro.
Yeah.
So, he kind of, he young too, though. So he like, man, don't ruin my name, because if you really only sent her 50, bro, kind of, I don't want to sue you for saying I sent you 5K for some pussy, bro.
Yeah.
You really kind of showing me love.
It's like he's getting a refund on the coochie. That's the point. He paid her, but he saw her from what he ever paid.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if she really made him look lame. I think that is kind of crazy. You feel me? I don't know if it's that high, but it depends on what coach you on. Yeah. But damn, bro. I don't think you should have went that far.
I mean, fuck it. I was gonna say, nigga's been buying box for since the beginning.
Yeah, but I'm saying though, shit, he felt like motherfucker was playing with his name too much. So shit, and nigga went to the extent to buy her domain. Fuck her.
Nah, listen, you signed an NDA. Shut your ass up. I'm there with him. You signed an NDA. Shut up.
Yeah, so chill out for sure. Yeah, but I'm saying he didn't have to do that. It didn't hurt his brand.
Nah, it didn't hurt his brand.
That's all I was saying. Nah, like, I wouldn't know.
He was going to stream. Look, it made him money, because I'm sure that them streams probably, I mean, it already goes crazy. I'm sure them numbers were inflated.
Well, shout out to Kyle. Way to set an example, Nasty. They ain't going to play with you no more.
That's a fact.
That's a lot of money, though, boy, for that shot. But niggas spend more, you feel me?
Niggas pay what they like for the shot. So, I ain't surprised. But also, him say, hey, 100 bands NDA, run it, is crazy.
Pay what you weigh, though. Sometimes when you be trying to troll and get some instant fame, it bites you on the ass. So, she know better now.
He really paid 50 for it. Now he about to pay. Well, she probably ain't got that money, but if she did.
But I'm saying, why would you fuck up a plug like that?
Yeah, you could have had a cool relationship with bro. Yeah. Even if he gave you 5K, you could have been
good. That's my thing. It ain't enough to blast a nigga. That's what I'm saying. It's a high amount for the shot, but it ain't enough to fuck with your reputation and try to prove a point. I don't know.
So I think she's trying to. Ain't she like a rapper a little bit or something? Or she's trying.
I didn't know who she was. He kept saying her name, Layla something, Layla James. So
that's her name.
That sound like a rap bitch.
Yeah, I don't think she rap.
I think she did like porn, but trying to rap or some shit like that.
Her name is Layla Red.
Layla Red.
Okay. Definitely porn and rap.
Definitely a stripper too.
Yeah.
Kiara Rush is a real name.
Damn, Mike done found it.
He getting good at it.
All right.
Appreciate you, Mike.
You know how to find them hoes, don't you? Ask that nigga to find the first president. He over there. I'm trying to get to it.
You want the black one or the white one?
Nigga, get to them hoes, nigga. Tierra, goddammit. Oh, I almost fucked up. Boy, quick, go to sleep.
Tierra, man.
I don't know.
It was Tierra.
I know it's Tierra.
Oh, there we go. Hey, man. We talked about this briefly before. Why the fuck did they play with Allen Iverson like that, bro? Philadelphia's out of pocket.
Yeah. They gave that man that little ass trophy.
They said all them statues over there look like that, though. So that's why I kind of laid out that.
Well, look at Rocky, though. That motherfucker.
Is Rocky
statue.
From Philly?
Nah. He just made a movie in Philly.
They ain't had nobody else to put up.
Wait, Rocky's not from Philly?
Nah, he just based the character based out of Philly.
I don't think Rocky was a real.
I mean, yeah, like.
Wasn't it based off of a boxer?
I'm just saying the nigga that played that.
I'm saying the statue of Sylvester
Stallone. I know nothing about white boxers. Apologies. I'm really asking.
There's a real boxer named Rocky?
Yeah, Rocky Marciano.
I know nothing about white boxers.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I tapped in.
That's not him.
Nah, that's just a character, a movie.
Oh, well, then fuck him. Put AI up.
Yeah.
That nigga was real. Some shit. I'm like, damn, that guy said you were white.
Nah, just based out of Philly on a movie.
Yeah, man. Okay. Niggas is fucked up, boy.
I know about white boxers.
You didn't have to say that.
I know about white boxers. I know about the seven of them.
The seven of them?
About seven white boxers. Tyson Fury, his brother.
Tyson Fury, his brother.
What about the what is
Rocky
about,
Marciano?
What,
every
what
time
did the white
bring
boy
up
on
boxing,
fight night?
A white man always got to bring up Rocky Marciano.
What did the white boy on fight night?
Butterbean.
Butterbean. Yeah, he do Dallas Page yoga.
Excuse me?
DDP yoga. You know, he be helping niggas that got fucked up on drugs and shit.
Oh, shit. Shouts to DDP.
Yeah. Oh, that was random. I mean, y'all know I watch wrestling and shit. I see Butterbeam in there. He was in the house with them.
Alec Grinch, that's a sick ass class, but obviously it helping people, so salute.
Nah, it was a sick class. So it was like him, Buff Bagwell.
Wait, in the rehab center?
Yeah, DDP shit.
Yeah. All right, now, where's Buff Daddy? Did they make sure he wasn't there?
Buff Daddy on his last leg.
Oh, respects.
Yeah, but niggas, that's where niggas from the Army, when they come back, that's where they need to go.
DDP?
That's the real rehab. Yeah. Them niggas from the Army, they be fucked
DDP
up.
DDP say lies, man.
Shout out to the PTSD classes.
These niggas crazy, man. Bro, why is he laughing, bro? Come on, man. How y'all feel about Drake? How y'all feel about that reference trap?
Thank you for serving our country, huh?
How y'all feel about that reference trap with Yachty?
Not surprising, like you said.
It's not surprising, but I didn't want it to be that.
But I feel like in all realness, it's probably maybe a few rappers that probably have never done that, bro. But as a majority, everybody has writers to an extent. Like, if you look at all the people we know that are ghostwriters in these situations, you'd be like, I could see why you would get no credit for that, but I could see why you would take something like this and give it to an artist like this, because it just worked for them.
I don't know, man. I don't think Rick Ross got no ghostwriter, bro. I don't think Jeezy got no ghostwriter, bro.
I think that they have both probably been in the studio and have had help making songs. I'm not saying that they have writers that's making songs for them.
Maybe a hook, but your, like, bars? Nah, bro, ain't nobody write for Gotti, bro.
You say Rick Ross?
Rick Ross, bro. Nobody write for Rick Ross, bro.
You never heard the Devil in a New Dress verse?
Who's Pusha T. That's all Pusha T? I ain't going,
allegedly,
bro.
For a second.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
Pusha T.
Nah, see? Fuck that.
He has a whole video to it. And as far as is a fire ass rap verse.
Rick Ross, let us know, bro.
Rick Ross is that nigga, but everybody gets help. That's so
many
people.
Maybe on the hook. But I'm just saying, I'll stand on it. If he said I didn't have a ghostwriter, I is more believable than the rest of these niggas. Like Kendrick, this kind of, that hurts people, bro, when they hear he got a ghostwriter, bro. Hurts niggas' feelings, bro.
Niggas
be mad. You judge him different, bro.
I feel like when you saying I'm the best rapper alive and stuff, then yes, I understand. Because niggas say that about Wayne and Gilly, but we know that that's
true. Gilly wrote the bars, bro.
Gilly ain't write them bars. He took
to the Carter, bro.
Yeah,
he didn't write the bars, but definitely
he helped for
put the swag together.
For sure.
Okay. He said, do it like this, pause.
That's crazy. But he said,
that's what I'm saying.
Did he grab you like this? Yeah. Or did he grab
you? No, we ain't talking about when Mike was wrestling with them little boys.
Oh, wait.
I'm saying.
I was 10 and they were 10. We were wrestling.
Don't explain it. It makes it real.
No.
He said R. Kelly was with.
No, shut the fuck up. Wait a minute.
R. Kelly was at Riverside.
Wait a minute.
I hate wrestling.
Don't do that.
The way y'all used to start off was so the fucking dumb. You look stupid every day in practice, I'm sure. Then y'all have like little headgear and shit too.
Move on.
He said, y'all ain't wrestle while you looking at me.
I mean, you so tapped in.
I'm a professional wrestler, nigga. He amateur.
Not the amateur.
Yeah, he's amateur. They the ones that be tuggling on the ground and shit. I jump off the top rope.
Oh wow.
I'm talking about in the ring, bro.
Perk angle.
Off and off, on and off the court with the girl.
They don't even have no ropes on that shit. This is gym floor, the gymnastic floor. That's why you were so comfortable. That's where the bad bitches do cartwheels at.
Those are springs.
Hey, he had to pin them on his back to get the...
Hey, yo.
That's where you get the tap out.
Yeah.
You had how many niggas did you lay on?
I hit motherfuckers.
What is your record? What is your wrestler record, King?
Never mind. What was your record, though? What was your record?
Shit.
I lost in the semifinals in county.
Damn. So.
A nigga pinned you.
To a white boy?
Yep.
Damn.
No, he pinned you.
Lost Rocky.
White boy from Beach Grove.
Did he pin you to the mat?
He had one of your legs in the air. That's why you so loose with that motherfucker. Thought they got to lift one leg up. Two.
Did he pin you, bro?
No, I lost my point.
About that. That's why I was asking.
Okay.
Put the camera on Mike. Luis, make sure you flip that camera.
I'm not even going to sit in my camera. I'm not even going to sit in my camera.
Oh, that's hate. That's hate.
Fuck it.
That's crazy, bro. We moving on, man.
That's crazy. Kentucky finally got a head coach. Nobody was happy about it.
That gym was fat.
That gym was fat.
He's hating.
Nobody was happy about it.
That shit was fat.
I love that they missed out all the coaches that they wanted to get and try to gas him up like they really wanted him.
I think they wanted him, bro. I think the old heads.
This nigga, boy.
I think the old heads came back that was on this team. They got off the bus with him and shit. I think, I ain't gonna lie, he fucking around gonna be a good coach at Kentucky.
Nah, honestly, I was hating. But I think he's gonna do well there. Obviously, having somebody from that lineage of winning and that tradition, because like you saw all the real recruits of Cal said, yeah, we Arkansas now. We don't fuck about Kentucky no more. They needed that energy back. And people being harsh on him for recruiting, I'm like, he was at BYU. They can't even drink or get no hoes there. Of course, it was going to be hard to recruit.
You get
there.
Some pussy at BYU, you get kicked out.
Shout out to Brandon Davis.
That's crazy.
Damn, Brandon Davis.
No, nah, Brandon Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you get a girl at BYU, you can't, man, going to college, you can't get no buns. That's crazy.
Damn,
is that the only school like that?
Nah, it's a couple of schools like that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I wasn't getting recruited by those.
Damn. So, oh boy, wasn't, he wasn't Jimmer.
Nah, he
straight hoop. That's what's up.
Damn, Jimmer and Tebow.
Them niggas was never late to class. Them niggas had nothing but energy.
Trash.
It's crazy, bro. Damn, I didn't know that for real. Like, I didn't know you could get. I thought it was just no pussy on campus.
Shit. But he got some, got kicked out.
Damn, that's crazy.
But he also, it was allegedly the AD's daughter, so that's a little different.
Nah, if you gonna go for the gusto, hit the hardest one. I was gonna hit the one with the cheese. Why would you hit a broke bitch and lose? Yo, Scully.
I didn't say go to the swamps.
Why would you take the damn near? It's like, nah, nigga. B. Lee.
In fact, if you gonna go out, go out.
B. Lee.
B. Lee is fucking.
I'm just saying, bro. Nah, B. Lee, bro. I'm gonna hit the nigga daughter who make the decisions, bro.
He made a decision. Because
now you got to sit with that for the rest of your life. I hit your daughter and you put me out of school, bro.
You damn near out of pocket, though.
Nah, bro.
Come on, bro.
You know you get kicked out of school.
Build my legacy, bro.
He wasn't trying. He wasn't. The transfer portal wasn't there yet, bro.
It was.
He was still trying to hoop.
Nah, bro. I'm going to hoop on your daughter, bro. You made this rule.
League too.
Yeah.
It was nice.
You made this rule that I can't hit these hoes, bro. Where's your seed, bro? Cause she out of pocket. She definitely know the rules.
Yeah.
You from this lineage.
Yeah.
You feel me? And she let me crack, bro. Get your household together, bro.
That's a fact.
It's like life.
You supposed to put that, you supposed to tuck that away.
Yeah.
I wasn't supposed to get kicked out for that.
For sure.
He probably thought that too. Like, I'm gonna have a one up. Like,
yeah,
you
bro.
You can't kick me out.
That's strategy.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, man. I didn't even know that, bro. I fuck with you.
All the kids that risk losing your job in the transfer portal and just hit your AD daughter. That's what they tell you.
I ain't saying.
See?
I ain't saying.
Keep it clean, fellas.
Yeah.
Nah.
I'm just saying.
You want the run I am? Go upstairs.
Just go crazy, bro. Damn. Shut that down from kids now, especially these days, it's hard.
Yeah.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert, sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detail inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I wanted to ask you this. Obviously, as a high school coach, and y'all, obviously, we all watch AAU, but y'all really locked in, for real. With all these people in the portal, how hard is it now for kids to, like, actually go straight from high school to a D1?
Impossible, almost. You got to be really, really good to go to a high-level D1 because all they're going to do is start recruiting grown men. Like, when you go to Arkansas this year, he's going to recruit a lot of grown men that have been in college for 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to get the ball rolling first. Yep. And then he'll tap back into what he was doing.
And it's a lot of kids that are not that good in high school no more. So, like, only the top 50, top 100 really, really get recruited.
Yep.
Other than that, coaches going to wait for that portal. If they don't get nobody, then they might mess with you.
Man, that's interesting that you say that because I was looking heavily for a lot of writers that I mess with at the high school and college level. And they're just like, I hope this finally deters parents from looking down on JUCOs or kids to stop looking down on JUCOs and Division II schools because those are the kids in the portal that's getting picked up.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of people that's high-level D1 players in high school that's going to end up going Division II or lower-level Division One,
mm-hmm.
because it's going to be so many guys that went there and played well that's going to high major schools and they in their third year.
So niggas in hooping in college for 6-7 years is not going to stop ever. It's not a run for that.
Everybody ain't getting a COVID year no more after this part of the class, but
okay.
five years is not going to be ridiculous. That happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know how long. Well, 5 years is, we used to 5 years, but a red shirt year. Yep. But this COVID year, niggas is, I'm like, damn, bro, you going back? Shout out to you.
It's going to get back to four, though. Yeah. It ain't going to be as many red shirts because people going to hit the portal. Yeah. Like, if you red shirt in college now, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, something wrong.
Yeah, because you can just go to a lower level school,
You can leave anyway.
And you can leave.
And the communication that they have with that now is all open. Ain't no, well, I'm going to take my chance. No, you can map your shit out.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Because you got certain coaches that's having kids even transfer down to play somewhere else and then come back to the school. Because I've seen that happen a couple of times this year. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Like, you went back to that school?
But yeah, dude went to, from Ball State, went to IU, then came back to Ball State.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played
basketball?
Yeah, he played at Ball State. The big man was at Ball State. He killed that Ball State. IU wanted him. He went to IU, averaged like a point. Like, went back to Ball State.
Damn. Well, it is what it is. Get better.
Only thing that fucked me up is when they keep making these graphics, I do not want to look in your page and see three, I'm going here, I'm going here. Nigga, make a decision, bro. One graphic. I keep seeing with AAU, I think it's crazy. Announcing when you're playing AAU is out of pocket. Just go hoop.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that either. I'm just excited that the season is back, though.
I was going to say, come on, AAU dad.
Yeah, man, I'm ready to get back to it for real. Not really on that side, but I'm just excited to see the young players coming up.
Yeah.
I'll be tapped in.
Like to see some of the guys.
Jeff Boyd, Mykel Brown had a nasty dunk.
Oh, yeah, easy.
My last weekend.
He punched on somebody.
Yeah. Easy.
So I'm excited to see.
And the way the game is played now, I like the fact that you get to kind of see them play their real, not their full game, but their real game at AAU. I know we jab at AAU at how crazy them games be, but sometimes you get to see the best players, best abilities in them because you don't see it in high school.
Yeah, facts. Coaches be holding them back. That's what the parents say. But, I mean, I'm just saying, that's what all the parents say, you know, they my do. Kid. So when you see them at AAU and they, I guess they raw form.
The element.
Yeah, and they still not killing, or they are killing. It's like, damn, maybe I'm missing something as a coach. Like, what am I not getting out of this player? And when he's in AAU setting, he does this, but when he with me, play like this.
Well, sometimes kids need to be around, playing around better players than them.
Yeah.
To excel.
Yeah.
So sometimes when a lot of these kids, if you're playing for a top AAU team, you was the man on your high school team. So everybody ain't fortunate to play with three other niggas that's cold on the team. Not even really one some of the time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You asked to do way more than you are when you rocking with your niggas that's ranked in the state or whatever with you. Because it just make the game easier because niggas is catching them passes. Niggas is, maybe you got a bad shot. Niggas is offensive rebounding for you, kicking it back out to you. Like little shit like that be mattering. I'm going to start tapping in with these kids too, like with the youngsters going to the 4th, 5th grade games. I want to start tapping in with them.
Yeah, I went to one this weekend. My little brother and Hugh, they coach a 4th grade team.
Yeah.
Shout out to Team Teague.
Yeah, they lost, but they played well. They was playing hard.
Yeah, shout out to little Hugh and him.
You was finna say trash.
Nah, they weren't trash.
They lost.
Nah, they didn't play trash. They played hard. Like, I'm more of a, if you give a good effort and you lose, it's like... Cool.
Especially at that age, though.
Yeah. They just better than us right now. But we play hard.
I'm just glad that they still learning, especially on their team. It's cool when your kid tight at 9 years old, but it's better to kind of be sad or just mid-level. Yeah. And then when you grow up, you become a better player.
Because
you don't want to peak out too soon and shit. Like, we known a lot of players that peaked out. Niggas was cold at 12.
Man, niggas got
to high school. It was like,
brain
damn,
got spooky
bro.
That summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a couple.
Yeah.
That was really, really good when we was young in it. Because you don't know how tall you're going to be. You don't know if you're going to get athletic or not. Like, you're going to have bounce, whatever, quick or whatever it is. And at 4th grade, you can't really judge that. That's why I was talking to one guy at the gym. I forgot his name. My fault, bro. You said you watched the podcast, too. But he was like, yeah, we traveling all over. And I was like, what grade? He was like, 4th. I'm like, why? He was like, you don't get the same competition here that you get in different states. I'm like, do it really matter? You play the number one ranked 4th grade team, and in 3 years, half of them don't even play. They probably play football.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even care about basketball. 9th grade, they become YouTubers. Like, they don't even hoop no more. I'm like, I mean, it's cool experience, but like, who talks about their 4th grade highlights?
Nah, for sure. The only person that I can say, because I've been tapped in for a while, that really lived up to every expectation was Yogi Ferrell.
He was so big
when he was in the 4th grade and the articles and everything, but OG removed him from the AAU scene for a few years, you know what I mean? But that's probably the only child prodigy that I know that went, and then he ended up fucking with the NBA eventually.
Yeah, I mean, Yogi had
Yogi was big. Like, Mookie and them, of course, was raw, but I'm saying that nigga had a name when he was 9.
Yeah, like Lil PJ from out here.
Shout out to Lil PJ.
Yeah. He was probably the best 2nd grader I had ever seen.
Yeah, bro.
And I mean, he still went to college for free or whatever, but it just didn't, you know, from 2nd grade to where people thought he would be. If you looked at him in 2nd grade, you'd be like, oh, he's going to be Travis Best.
Yeah. And the only thing that happened, bro, didn't grow.
Yeah.
Didn't grow.
Skill was there.
Yeah, definitely. So, humble these kids, man. Don't gas them up too soon. That's the message.
Yeah, let them keep working. Like, I hate when people look at, I don't want to talk about basketball today, but I hate when people look at, like, being ranked the number one 3rd grader or the number one 5th grader. It's like, bro.
That's crazy.
The nigga that made that list ain't seen all the 4th graders.
And
or 3rd graders.
Who cares, bro?
And who gives shit?
I just want to know, how are you evaluating? That's all. That'd be my
cares?
Thing.
For you to be that one. Tough on a fucking 9 and 10-year-old is crazy.
Like, I'm the number one 9-year-old.
Rank at me 600 as a 9-year-old. Fuck you, bro.
Yeah, like...
It ain't 599 niggas better than
man
me.
Man had 9, bro. What are we talking about, bro?
Fuck out of here, man.
And then you the number one 9-year-old in 4th grade. You get to 6th grade. Everybody hit a growth spurt but you. Now you rank. Now you 108.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, bro,
now you play football.
Like, I seen that the other day. Somebody posted number one 5th grader, 4th grader, wherever it was. I was like, yeah, this is fucking sickening.
Ain't doing nothing but hurting. A lot of times these parents just don't know, though. So,
and what's crazy is now they've integrated, and we'll get off this. The parents, like the AAU parents, they are proud of that shit, and they get their content off. I have seen so many homemade mixtapes. I'm like, we don't have to do this, y'all.
Nah,
we can support our kids without putting it on the ground.
Just work, bro. Just keep working, bro.
Yeah, keep your CapCut videos in your phone, bitch.
Yeah, because that shit turn fast, bro.
For sure.
You could, I, man, R.P. Devin Williams, bro. He's the best 7th grader ever.
All my life. Bro. Elite. God's gift.
Bro, donkin, doing all type of shit 7th grade, bro.
Yeah, my nigga Robert,
Robert Harris. Bro, 6th grade.
Man child.
Unbelievable, bro.
Duncan had skillful. My nigga had a good, you know, high school career while he was there, but.
And shit. Devin Williams did. I mean, he got a chance to go to college, but bro, if y'all.
Yeah.
He was an NBA was player, bro. We thought he was going to NBA and.
Yeah.
RIP, my man, but like. It ain't
go too soon.
It ain't go that way. So just keep working, y'all.
For sure. Hey, did y'all see Tiger Woods hit that nigga in the head?
Yes, bro. Fucked him up.
Dude died, didn't he?
Damn.
No, I'm just playing. I
shouldn't say that. Oh, shit.
I'm just saying.
I just saw the mixtape clip.
Somebody said they're going to make a compilation of every nigga we kill off each episode.
Well, there go one more.
Man, get well soon.
Get well soon.
Ain't nobody killing you, but damn. Tiger Woods, bro. To get hit in the head with a golf ball, bro.
By Tiger Woods.
We going to court,
shit,
bro.
Oh, I died, and I came back to life. I'm suing the shit out of Tiger.
But can you really sue him, though? Because he was...
Nah,
yeah, I was about to say.
Right.
But it,
you out there, bro.
Once I saw I was Tiger, I'm going to figure something out. But try.
Tiger probably blessed him.
Nah, so
Tiger's trying. Will.
Tiger's still trying to rebrand, bro.
Man, don't get me started on that. Tiger ain't did nothing to nobody, bro.
I'm going to start texting like Tiger, bro. Tiger was sitting there.
He was living voicemails, nigga.
He's like, hey, it's Tiger.
Hey, it's Tiger. I'm ready to fuck.
Bitch, don't call me.
I'm ready to fuck when you get ready. Just don't call back.
Nigga told her to come handle the cock. I said, oh, that's going to stay with me forever. I got to see what he said.
After the honey pack.
Bro, play.
I agree. Saying this episode.
After the honey pack.
I'm about to follow up with that.
I'm Tiger. You his, what was his wife's name, Felicia?
Damn, I know his wife was named Felicia.
I was going to say.
She wasn't black at all.
She wasn't.
Hell right, no, baggy. Her name was like Haley.
I was about to look it up, but I was going to find it too.
Haley Woods.
Who worse, Tiger Woods or Ray Allen?
The hoes up.
When Ray Allen didn't know what DMs was.
Oh.
He said he didn't know what DMs was.
When he first got on Twitter, he didn't know what DMs was. Boy, he was letting that shit fly on the timeline.
Nigga was writing on the TL. Like, bro, what you on, bro?
Who was he
get your freaky ass was on. To...
He was on that.
Ray Allen was?
Yeah, Mike, please bro. Find the Ray Allen tweets. Please.
He was telling girls, like, yo, let's meet up.
No, he was on one. Hey, we would meet up.
This was before fucking. Uber. Bitch, I'm coming to get you myself. Oh,
no. Jesus, shut up. Yes. Yes,
bro. He got game, bro. It's Rick Fox's fault, bro. Why he's tweeting like that, bro?
I ain't even put that together.
What Ray Allen say,
since
bro?
The threesome, turn my boy Ray out.
Turn my boy
what
around,
he say, bro?
I don't want to read this.
Please, you have to.
I'm getting there. When you masturbate, thinking about my tongue on your clit and switching back and forth from my
dick boy. Ray, I thought you were at the church. Boy, you were a demon.
I knew you were the one.
I knew it. That fucking movie wasn't fake.
I knew you were the chains and big boots. Mr. Barkins was an inspo, for sure.
That nigga.
With the overalls?
Yeah. That nigga sucked them titties. I knew he did. Look at the assistant coaches. I knew you.
He said, told her to masturbate while I suck on your clit.
But on the timeline, my boy didn't know what that direct message meant.
Boy, that's a move right there, too, right? That's a move when you down there feasting, my boy. Oh, God, a time. his head.
I'm out, bro. Yeah, how much time we got left, bro?
I can't be your silent.
Freaky A.
Be here telling people to buy merch, not honey packs. All right.
Ray Allen Twitter.
All right.
He was the first honey pack.
All right.
Hey. Nah, shop club520.com, man, for your latest merch, for sure.
For
hey,
sure. That's crazy, Ray Allen. I ain't know that, bro.
Yes. You wouldn't even dunk on Ray if you knew that. See?
I would have dapped him up afterward. Boy, you a crazy one, man.
Oh, God.
Godly.
That's crazy. Know what it is. Like, share, subscribe, all that good shit. We'll be back next week. Club 520.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.